because really it was looking at fruits, vegetables, and other foods. But unfortunately, there is an idea out there that if an animal eats GMO feed, that that steak should be labeled as a GMO steak. There's nothing about eating something that changes your physiology in order to actually give some substance to that argument. I like strawberries. Just because I eat a strawberry does not mean I turn into a strawberry. And we have the same thing with the GMO feed. So we're trying to do everything we can to exempt this feed from the labeling, because there's no need to have a label on a package of beef just saying that it ate GMO feed. It's pretty ridiculous. So we're doing everything we can to work with the Senate to prevent that.
Whittall says, really, the perspective of the GMO discussion needs to be changed.
It just also opens up the ridiculousness of the whole labeling scheme as it is. You know, when you look at agriculture biotechnology, when you look at genetically modified organisms, we've been modifying food for ages. Nature does it on its own, but it's been painted as this bad thing, and unfortunately, that is a notion that the consumer has really gravitated towards. What we need to do is, instead of labeling this product, show the consumers that without GMO food, there's no way we're going to be able to feed ourselves or the growing number of mouths around the world. We need to change the perspective from which this discussion is taking place.
But NCBA, along with many others in agriculture, will be watching the final vote by the Senate. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.